for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
And we're joined on the scoop today once again by Cody Benjamin of Bleeding Green Nation and also writing for CBS Sports. Cody, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I feel like a regular on here. I always enjoy talking to you.
Well, it's a celebratory day for the Philadelphia Eagles as their Super Bowl parade is going on right now after winning the Super Bowl 41-33. Before we break down some of the big things from the game, why don't we start, Cody, with just your reaction to the game in general. Obviously, pretty happy with the result, I'm sure, but really, when it comes down to it, just a great game by both teams.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a lot leading up to the game about, you know, how much of a factor Doug Peterson would play into it, and I think anyone who watched that game and saw, you know, the trick play at the goal line that's, you know, going to be played over and over again until, you know, next season and beyond, I think we saw that Doug Peterson really called a great game. I mean, both teams obviously moved the ball up and down the field. You know, just the stats will tell you that was, I think, not even in Super Bowl history, but in any NFL game, you know, more yards total than any game before. So I think, you know, it was clear both teams were finding the big play. But the Eagles just found one more, and you know, the defense rose to the occasion when it needed to get that fumble at the end. And yeah, just you know, I guess from an Eagles perspective, you know, all year there were kind of inklings of, you know, maybe this could be the year. And then I think the postseason was the story of their resiliency, just kind of coming back, and the injuries didn't weigh them down, and Doug Peterson's coaching, you know, led them all the way to the end. So it's pretty surreal, but you know, what a heck of a game on Sunday.
We saw another just unreal performance by Tom Brady, and it came down to one play on defense. The Eagles were getting what they needed offensively, but you always felt like they were going to need one defensive play, and it came down to that strip sack late in the game, which was the clincher for the Eagles. But it really was just a battle of two phenomenal quarterbacks, and you look at what Tom Brady did, 500 yards, three touchdowns, and Nick Foles was able to match him pretty much blow for blow throughout the game.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about, you know, when he played against the Vikings as well as he did, you know, it was kind of an anomaly. I mean, you were wondering how did he just put up this performance. I mean, you would have thought that Carson Wentz is still in there for him. And I don't know that anyone really expected him to be able to do that again against the Patriots, even though their defense was worse than Minnesota's. But he did. And, you know, I think it's just, even if you go back and watch, you know, the tape from that game, or just go back and watch the highlights from the Super Bowl, I mean, you'll be astounded again at how on point he was with you know, just throughout that game. I mean, there were more than a handful of plays where, you know, you could only fit the ball into a very tight window, and he did. And, I mean, he never looked rattled. The stage never looked too big for him, and I think it's just pretty funny that, you know, the Eagles fans waiting so long for a Super Bowl victory, that the guy who did it for him was, you know, Nick Foles, a guy who at the beginning of the year, you know, you'd think if we have Nick Foles starting at the end of the season, I don't know that anyone would have thought you'd go to the Super Bowl, let alone win it. So, astounding performance by him, and just solidifies, you know, one of the most peculiar but remarkable careers for an NFL quarterback.
You talked about Doug Peterson matching up with Bill Belichick in this game, and Belichick, one of the great tacticians as a head coach in the NFL. His goal every week is to take away the opponent's best players. But it seems like Doug Peterson's theme of coaching aggressively was what ended up being the deciding factor in the game. He went for it on fourth down a couple of times. The trick play at the goal line that you referenced, Philly Special, as it was called. And I think it really goes to show you that in the biggest games, the coaches who go down swinging seem to be the ones who usually end up on the victorious side. Even if you don't end up converting a lot of those chances, you end up putting it in the back of the opponent's mind that, hey, if they get into this spot again later in the game, they're going to try it again. And Peterson called a great game, but I think the big theme was his aggressiveness really paid off.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a coincidence, I think, that, you know, the Patriots had tried their own trick play, you know, the one where Tom Brady infamously kind of dropped that wide open. You know, it would have been at least a first down. Kind of just a coincidence that they had plays that looked alike there, but yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, aggressiveness, and I think more so than just being aggressive, it's just having trust in your players and your game plan and your play calls. I mean, and that's something that goes back, you know, way before the Super Bowl. That's something that has to be built up over the course of a season. But you could just see that, I mean, for a second-year coach, we talk about Nick Foles, and Nick Foles should be talked about a lot, but if you look at Doug Peterson, I mean, for a second-year coach, he never looked, just the same way that Nick Foles never looked rattled. He always seemed to be poised and ready. And I think, you know, if you look back, I think NFL Films had them mic'd up for that play call, the Philly special. And it was actually Nick Foles that suggested it. And Doug Peterson, he took a minute and he said, let's do it. And it was just, you know, so calm and so, you know, for being fourth and goal in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, it was just, you could see so much trust and so much calmness, and I think that just plays into the aggressiveness, because if you're calm and you're trusting your game plan and your players, being aggressive isn't going to seem as risky for you.
Take me through that final play, the Hail Mary from the Patriots, and it seems like every Super Bowl that they have lost has come down to a Hail Mary heave to the end zone. Now, that would not have lost the game. It would have sent the game into overtime if they would have converted the two-point conversion. So not a game-on-the-line type situation, but just take me through kind of your emotions and your feelings when Brady dropped back to pass and he heaved that ball to the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously a big moment, but I think some of the pressure was off during that play, just watching the game, because first of all, there was 9 seconds left, so I don't know that anyone really expected that was going to be the last play. I mean, you maybe figured they would get a throw and maybe have one more shot to spike the ball or, you know, do something. And it was kind of, you know, Brandon Graham got some pressure, Tom Brady extended the play, and that's when the clock started to tick down more. But also the pressure was off a little because, like you said, it wasn't necessarily, you know, if they complete this, the game's over. You know, it would at worst be potentially overtime. So I think the pressure was off, and that added to this sense of surrealism when the ball actually hit the ground, and then you realize, oh, wait, the game is over. That's it. And so I think it was almost kind of, at least from my eyes, I wasn't ready for it. I mean, I wasn't prepared for it to be actually over. And, you know, growing up, rooting for, covering the Philadelphia sports scene, I mean, I wasn't ready for it in the sense that that couldn't have just been it. I mean, it didn't seem like that was it. I mean, it felt like there was still something to be accomplished. And as we see today, you know, the parade, you know, I think the expectations was for millions of people to be out there for that. Now we know that it definitely was for real. So a huge moment in Philadelphia sports history and a fun game for it to happen on.
Looking now to a little bit of what the Eagles need to do in the offseason here to get to this point next year, let's start with the quarterback position. We saw Carson Wentz go down with an injury against the Rams, and Nick Foles stepped in and led this team to a Super Bowl victory. Now, there's questions as to whether or not Wentz will be ready to go for the start of the season. He believes that he will be, but that is yet to be seen with the injury that he sustained. So in terms of what the Eagles do, they, I'm sure, feel pretty comfortable having Nick Foles being able to lead if necessary if Wentz is indeed going to miss a portion of the early part of the season.
Yeah, it's a really interesting, you know, even just from a fan's perspective, it's really interesting that, you know, the guy who just won your first Super Bowl ever, you know, you don't expect him to be the starter next year, and you're okay with it. And from the Eagles' perspective, you know, the front office, I'm sure there's going to be offers coming in. I mean, it's just inevitable. You know, one thing to keep in mind, nobody outside of the Eagles, you know, there wasn't a big rush to try and sign Nick Foles before the season. But that doesn't mean, you know, offers are going to come in because of the Super Bowl run and how confident he looked. But, you know, if you're the Eagles, I think exactly like you said, I mean, you don't know for sure if Carson Wentz is going to be ready. I think once Carson Wentz is healthy, there's no question that he's back in the lineup. And I also think there's no question that Nick Foles would be okay reverting to that backup role. I mean, he's the last guy to be demanding a starting job. It's just not his personality. But I think, it's smart to hang on to him. I mean, the Eagles aren't, you know, fully loaded with draft picks, so I think that acquiring a few would certainly be a benefit. But, you know, if you can go into next season knowing that at the very least you've got Nick Foles for the first couple of games to start, I think they'd be in a great position. So I think it's more likely than not that Nick Foles is an Eagle next year.
The coordinator position, at least offensively, could have a different look to it next year. It sounds like Frank Reich is going to interview for the Indianapolis job in the fallout of the Josh McDaniels situation, which is continuing to unfold. And I have a feeling we haven't heard the last as to why McDaniels decided he didn't want to coach the Colts and headed back to New England. But Reich, a candidate to interview for that head coaching position later on this week. Quarterbacks coach John DeFilippo is going to interview with the Vikings today for their offensive coordinator position. I'm not sure, Cody, if you've had any chance to look at who might fill in either of those spots, but what is your feeling on what the offensive side of the staff will look like for the Eagles next year?
Yeah, I mean, if you're Doug Peterson, you might have almost hoped that Josh McDaniels would have kept his commitment to Indianapolis because, you know, the coaching windows had kind of, you know, closed up. But now, you know, potentially you've got Frank Reich going there. I've even heard, you know, there's a potential for, you know, if Frank Reich were to go to Indianapolis, just a hypothetical situation, but maybe he brings DeFilippo to with him to Indianapolis if he doesn't go to the Vikings. But obviously, and even Jim Schwartz on the defensive side of the ball, you know, he's not in the mix now, but he was for some other head coaching roles. I think an obvious fit, if Frank Reich were to leave, would be to promote John DeFilippo to the offensive coordinator position. That's a guy that has a lot of, he's earned a lot of high praise within the organization. Obviously, you know, part of the development of Carson Wentz and Nick Foles in the postseason can be credited to him. So I think, you know, you'd almost be a little bit more upset to lose DeFilippo, to be honest, just because Doug Peterson is essentially an offensive coordinator as well. That's not to say Frank Reich is, does nothing, but I think Doug Peterson is certainly offensively geared, and he could probably, sustain that loss. But, you know, as far as other guys, I'm sure the Eagles have a collection of guys that they've had on their radar. Another name I'd throw out there is internally, Deuce Staley, the running backs coach, has been on the Eagles staff for a long time, even back to the days of Andy Reid. So, you know, if there was an offensive coordinator opening, I think he could be a possibility as well.
The Eagles will have the last pick in the first round of the draft this year. That's the benefit you get for winning the Super Bowl. Any spots in particular you'd like to see the Eagles address with that first-round pick? And also, any other spots you'd like to see them address in the draft overall?
Well, no matter what they do, all the Eagles fans are going to be pumped up that they're picking 32nd because that pick is going to be announced in Dallas. Yeah, so, I mean, that's a big talking point now. So, I mean, Philadelphia got to host the draft this past year. And, the Eagles fans, I'm sure, are just going to love it to have that be announced in Dallas. But, you know, as far as positions, I think on the offensive line, especially the tackle, is probably a spot you want to look at just because Jason Peters is up there. His replacement, Halapulavati Vaitai, did a good job in the playoffs, but you still want to, you know, shore up that position. Otherwise, it kind of depends what happens in free agency. They could lose starting linebacker and Nigel Bradham, so that could be a big spot. The safety position, you know, the secondary could always use some reinforcements, especially if Patrick Robinson departs. So I think, that's one of those that we have to see how free agency plays out. And the Eagles have, I believe it's 9 guys who are scheduled to be free agents. So we'll be able to tell a lot of that in a couple of weeks.
Looking at the schedule next year as well, the Vikings will play the Eagles on the road again, and not entirely set in stone as of yet, but there are rumors that that would be a popular matchup for the first week of the season, a rematch of the NFC title game, which would definitely be an interesting way to start off next season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be a fun game for sure. I think, you know, even right now, we have no idea who the Vikings quarterback would be, which is kind of, that'd be a big draw, I think, for the NFL trying to schedule that game. You know, who's going to be involved, and especially, you don't know if Carson Wentz will be there either. So, doesn't mean it wouldn't be a great rematch, especially if Nick Foles is starting. And obviously, you just look at Minnesota. It's going to be interesting how the landscape kind of unfolds here in the NFC over the course of the offseason because, the Eagles have not been in this position ever, or, you know, at least dating back to 1960 to come off this championship run. So it's, they're the top dogs right now. And in the NFC, you know, you've got teams like, you know, the Saints. Drew Brees is going to be another year older. The Vikings, obviously, great defense, but they got to figure out the quarterback spot. The Falcons, you know, you figure the Cowboys are maybe back in the mix. But, yeah, it's going to be exciting. I mean, before you know it, we'll be in free agency, and it's time to do it all over again.
Cody, thank you so much for joining us here throughout the playoffs and leading up to the Super Bowl. A magical run for the Eagles, so glad to hear from the perspective of somebody that was able to enjoy the ride for the Eagles throughout the year. We'll keep in touch here throughout the offseason because, as mentioned, the Vikings do play the Eagles next year, so we'll definitely have you on to get a little bit of a primer for that game. Until then, enjoy the parade today. Enjoy the offseason. We'll talk to you a little bit down the road.
Yep, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it, and thanks for having me on all season.